Let's Bez Hashem Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi Ben Avi Yosef, as well as to Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. As we complete Maseches Erevin, I will do Daf Kuf Dalet and Kuf Hey. It'll be a little bit quicker than usual. A little bit of a review, as we already had the shiur this afternoon for the Siyum. Says the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Bozkin melach al gabe kevesh b'shvil shelo yachaliku. It is permissible to spread salt on the ramp of the mizbeach so people shouldn't slip and fall. Rashi says it was because of the rain, and the Rambam says because there were fats from the karbanos, it would get slippery. So in Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to separate it. We'll see why you're not allowed to do it outside of Beis Hamikdash. Umamalan mibar hagolim mibar hagadol ba'gilgal. And you are allowed to draw water out of these large cisterns in the Beis Hamikdash, Bor HaGola, with a Gilgal, with a large, I think the art school calls it a windsaw, a large crank that made a lot of noise to crank up the water. And there's no problem of making noise on Shabbos and Yantiv, molid kol. We'll see what the issue is in the Gemara or Uvda the Kol. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Umamalin Bor, Mi Bor HaGola, Mi Bor HaGola, Ba Gilgal. Shabbos, umi be'er hakar b'yom tov, and from this wellspring that is outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, Ramalei Rav Ika mi Pashronia l'Rava. Rav Ika mi Pashronia asked Rava. Tonight we learned that on Mishnah Boskin Mel Hakevesh b'Shvil Shaliachliku. You are allowed to spread salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach so people should not slip. Migdashin v'medina lo. You're allowed to do it in Beis HaMikdash, but not outside Beis HaMikdash. Or a minhu, I'll ask you a question. Chatzish neskaklev maybe mikshamim. If you have a courtyard that got messed up because of the rainwater, maybe tevin u'mirad debo. You are allowed to spread out the straw on the floor of the chatzer. So how come you're not allowed to use salt outside Beis HaMikdash, but straw you are allowed to use? Answer the Gemara Shani, Tevin Delo Mavatele. The custom was, straw, you're not going to leave it there. So it's not going to be a problem of building. You're not going to be a problem of smoothening out the ground, Ashvuye Gumos. But salt is a problem of Ashvuye Gumos because you're going to leave it there. Amalei Ravach Breid Derevel Ravashi. Hi Melech Echidem. What kind of salt are we talking about? Idem Mavatele, if you're going to leave it there, Kamosif HaBinyan. If you're going to leave it there, you're adding to the size of the kevesh. And we learn the pasuk says, "Hakol b'chsav uksiv, hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alei haskil." It's got to be a certain size. Read the lokum v'ayv. You're not going to leave it there. It's not part of the kevesh. Kahavi chatzitza. So it's a chatzitza. It's a separation, an interpolation between the feet of the kohanim going up the ramp and the ramp. The feet of the kohanim have touched the ramp. They're not allowed to touch the salt. Answer the Gemara, behold, lechas evarim lekevesh lavavodhi. We're talking about they would salt it prior to the taking the limbs and the fats up the ramp to burn it all night. Since that's not really a karban, so the Gemara thinks at this point that it's not really part of an avoda, you don't need a kohen to do it, you don't need the big day kahuna, and therefore it's not a problem to have the salt there. Ask the Gemara, velo. V'aksiv, v'ikriv ha-kohen ha-zakol v'ktiyam mizbeich, v'amamar zuho lechas evarim lekevesh. You need a kohen, v'kriv ha-kohen. It really is an avoda, even though it's for the sake of the burning of the limbs and fats, which is not like kapara, but it is an avoda, and therefore you need a kohen, and therefore you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. Ela'im ha-holachas eitzon l'ma ha-racha, d'lav avodi. No, they would salt it prior to the carrying up the wood for the fire. That was not a carbon at all. You don't need a kohen to do that. It's not considered to be an avoda, and therefore there's no problem of chatzitza between your feet and the kevesh. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Darash Rava. Rava made the following drasha. Chotzish and Eskakla b'meimim b'kshamim. If you have a courtyard that got messed up with rainwater, maybe Tevin umaradaba. You're allowed to bring straw and spread it out in the chotzer. I'm going to have a couple of Rava of Tanik Shumarad. They never had the lo b'sav, lo b'kuba, ela b'shuli kupa. You're not allowed to spread out straw in the normal way you do it during the week. You can't do it with a basket, not with a box, but you have to do it with a broken box, a box that only has the bottom left, as a shinoi. Why? One of two reasons. Either to remind you not to leave it there, or or and you know, not to violate bona, or because it's ovda the chol, you're doing it the same way you're doing it during the week. You can't do it, so you got to do it in a little bit of a different way. So Rava backed out. Rava agreed to the challenge and backed out. Hadar Okim Rava Amora Alei. Rava told his Amora, his crier, his you know, his every rabbi had an Amora that used to yell out their Piske Halacha L'Rabim. V'darash Dvarim Shamati L'chem. These words that I said that it's allowed to do it without a shrinu, Torah saying Biyadi is a mistake. Ram Kachamim Shem Rav Elazar Kishu Merada and Merada Lo B'Saf Lo B'Kupa Ella B'Shule Kupa. You're not allowed to use a regular box and not a regular basket. You can only use a broken basket, either so that it's not over the chol, or to remind you not to leave it there and to violate bona. Memalan Mibar Gola. The Mishnah said you're allowed to use this large crank to crank out the water from these large pits, these large cisterns, and it's not a problem of making loud noises on Shabbos. There is a Mishnah in Beitza that says you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to come to fix a musical instrument. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the deal with the making of the music over here? Is the prohibition only a beautiful, mellifluous melody? Or is the Isser even just banging? It doesn't sound so nice. Ula Eklula Bey Rav Menashe. Ula went to the house of Rav Menashe. Also, Ugava Tarif Abava. A certain guy came and knocked on the door. Amar, man, hi. So Ula said, how can the guy knock on the door? He's Machal Shabbos. Lischel Gufe. May this guy's body be destroyed. To call Machal Leila Shabbati. He's being Machal Shabbos. His body should be Machula. By knocking on the door, making a noise. Amar Le Rabba. So Rabba disagrees with Ula. Lo Asher Lo Kol Shel Shir. Rabba holds that the only noise that's also on Shabbos is, let's say, a nice drum beat or a sound that's like sounds like a musical instrument. It's like a song. But just to bang on the door, there's no issur with that. The Or Sameach here points out that according to Ula and Abai and Or Sugya, if it's just making the sound, we don't need the reason of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, and that's going to be us even if you do it with a shino, as opposed to if the problem is maybe you'll come to make an instrument, so maybe Ayidei Shino is mutter, nafkamina, people who clap during davening on Shabbos, is that permissible? So Rabbi Mordechai Willa calls you should clap in a strange way. Like you can clap with the back of your hand or with your left hand. So that only works if you say the problem here is maybe we're afraid you're going to make a musical instrument. But if the problem is molid kol, that you're creating this new kol, that would be usher whether you do it normally or abnormally. But anyway, here we have Machlokas. Rabba holds it's only a pleasant noise, which is a problem. And Ula holds any noise is a problem. Esve Abaye. So Abaye asked against Rabba, how could you say only a pleasant noise? Malin b'diofi umatifin miyarak. You are allowed to cause wine to come out of the barrel through this like elaborate straw system that you would suck on one side and would bring the water, it would bring the wine out. So you're allowed to do that. Umatifen miyarak, and you are allowed to cause water to sprinkle. It makes a pleasant noise, l'chola b'Shabbos, to help wake the chola up on Shabbos. And the Gemara says l'chola in l'bari lo. You're not allowed to wake up a regular guy with this. Hey, chidami lav dinim. It won't talk about a case where the guy's sleeping. But Lisa, you want to wake him up. So the alarm clock. So you would make this noise with this miyarak. Sounds like it's usser, even if it's not a nice melody. You know, when you wake a guy up, you could just wake him up with banging. Shmamina, olu de kala usser. So you see that even any kind of voice, any kind of noise is usser, even not a sweet musical one. Lo, the tear, the guy's awake, the kabai delinim. You're trying to put the sick guy to sleep. The mishdama, ki kala de zamzume. So you need a lullaby. You need something that's mellifluous. You need a nicken. You need music. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about over here. That's why it's usser. But maybe really just banging on the door would be okay. So you have no kasha against, you have no raya against Rabba. Esive. So Abai asked another question to Rabba. Hamasham piros b'nei ovos. If you're watching your animal to protect it from the birds, d'lav b'nei chayo, or your gourds, you're watching them for the animals. Hamasham kedaka b'shabbos, you're allowed to watch them avach lo yisapek. But you're not allowed to clap to get rid of the birds and the animals. V'lo yitapach. and you're not allowed to beat your hand on your heart to get rid of them, below your rakid, and don't stamp your feet on the floor. L'chora, all these are asr because of noise, even though it's not sweet musical sounds. Below your rakid, you're not allowed to dance. Kederek she'enosim b'chol. My time, lav dekamolid kala, isn't the problem that you're making noise, and you see here even a not nice musical noise is a problem. V'chol aluli kala asr. I said, no, I'm Rav Achmar Yaakov. Gezeir Hashem yitol tzoror. The reason why you're not allowed to make a noise is not because of the noise. Really, if it's not mellifluous, it's mutter. But the reason why you're not allowed to do these things is we're afraid, since you're doing it the same way you do it during the week, you're going to come to chuck a rock at the animal. So we don't want you to do it the same way you do it during the week. Gezeir Hashem yitol tzoror. V'elhadam Rav Huda Marav, noshim ha-mesachlus begos, and women play this game not rolling nuts at each other. Usser, not allowed to make it. My time, allowed to come old call, isn't because of the noise. The call, ulu the call, usser, and every type of noise is usser, even if it's not a nice melody. Answer the Gemara, lo, dil masla shu gumas. It's not the noise at all that's the problem. We're afraid maybe you're going to come to smoothing out the ground underneath the nuts. Dilo temach, if you don't say this, so hadam Rav Yudah nashim sakos betapuchim. Rav Yudah said the women are allowed to play this game with apples also. Usser, I'm sorry, that's usser, not allowed to do that. Usser, my ludicolica. There, when apples hit each other, there's no noise. So what's the problem? Ella, Dilma, usser, shriya gumos. The problem is we're afraid that you'll smoothen out the area in order to play the apple, the roll the apple game. Same thing by the nuts game. It's not an issue of the noise at all. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mamalami bar, golden bar, golden bar, golden bar, you are allowed to fill up water using this big crank from the baragola, even though it's going to make a lot of noise. But migdashin, but medina low. But you're not allowed to do that. That's a because of the noise. My timer. Labishin dalud dekol of usher. Don't we see that even a non-musical noise is usher? Answer the Gemara low. That's not the problem. Gezerah shema yamal yinos luchavasa. We're afraid it's such a big pail. We're afraid that maybe you will draw water not just for your family, but you'll draw enough water to plant your garden, and that's usher on Shabbos. Amen Mashar Limichla be Gilgal b'Mechuzah leMimla. Amen Mashar leMimla. He permitted using this big crank to fill up the water, using this windsaw in the town of Mechuzah. Why? He reasoned as follows. Oh, in my time, it goes to Rabbanan. Why the rabbis say it's usher Shem Yimal Yinas Lachavaso? Maybe you'll plant in your garden or in your burnt out house. In Mechuzah, there were no gardens and there were no burnt out houses, so there's nothing to be choshesh for. Kaven to Kachaza, to Katara be Kisna, when he saw people using all the water to soak their flax in, it's a problem of Zareas Asalu. So he asked them to use this big windsaw to draw out large quantities of water on Shabbos. He forbade it. Umi be'er hakar. You're allowed to draw water from this be'er, this well that was called the be'er hakar. My be'er hakar, why was it called that? Amashmul bor shehikru alei advarim. They called, they argued about a bunch of things. They argued whether they were allowed to use it or not. These were the olei bavel who desperately needed water. They passed in, they're allowed to make the noise and take it out. V'hitiruah. The rabbis permitted it because it was a shas hadchak. Meisive lo kol habaros hakoros itiru el azubavad. They didn't allow all the bor hakors, only this one. Wait, but I thought there was only one. The amris shehikru dvarmala, that the reason why it's called bor hakor is because they argued about it, or they advanced arguments about it. My zubavad, why are you telling me this one alone? There is only one. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Be'er Mayim Chayim. Bor Hakor means a natural well. Shneamar, like Pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Ki Hakir Bayir Meimeha. That you, the Gomer, the people of Yerushalayim were sinning. They kept on sinning like a well that keeps on producing water. Gufa. Lo kalaboros hakaros itiru. They didn't permit all of them. El zubavad, only this one. Ukisha olu b'nei hagola. When the people were making aliyah from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, the time of Bayis Sheni, chanu aleha. They camped there and they really needed water. Neviim shebeinayim. Chagai zechayim alachi itiru lehem. Permitted them to drink water. V'lo neviim shebeinayim. it wasn't really their original takana. Ella, also their fathers were no. That way, they just followed the custom of their fathers. Next, Mishnah. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash. If you have a dead bug or a dead rodent, a mouse, which is avatoma in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen motzia behem yano. The Kohen would take it out with his garment, but the Kohen shouldn't carry it in his hand because then he'd become tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. Shelo l'shao says atoma. But you were allowed to make the big day kahuna tummy to not have the tuma remain in the Beis HaMikdash. To be Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. These are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Huda Omer. But seves shel eitz, they would find pshute kli eitz, which wasn't makabel tuma. They would take a few moments, even though there was a little delay. They would wait to find the pshute kli eitz and take it out. Shelo l'rabo says atoma, so as not to get the big day kahuna tame. Better to carry it with a pshute kli eitz, a wooden vessel, which is not makabel tuma, than to carry it with one of the big day kahuna, which would render that tame. Says the Gemara, mehechan motzino. So where would you remove a sheretz from? So certainly from the Kodesh HaKadosh, min ha-heichel, from the actual house of the Beis HaMikdash proper, min ha-ulam, the gateway in front of the heichel, mibein ha-ulam mizbeach, and the area outside the heichel, which is between the mizbeach and the gateway, tivei Rebbe Shim ben Anas. These are the words of Shim ben Anas. Rebbe Kiva omer kol makom shechayav and alzdon akar, al shigos ha-chatas, anywhere that you're not allowed to walk inside, if you're tamei, meaning the whole azara, misham otzinoso, so that's where you got to get rid of the bug from. Ushakal Makomos, all other places on the Harabayas, which there would be no issue to walk into your tummy. Kofen lo psach there. Just take a vessel and cover it over because of the muktzah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now no one knows what this last line means. We'll see at the very end of the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makom sheitir l'cho chachamim mishalcha nasulach. There's some place that the rabbi said mutter, and really it was already mutter before they said it. They gave it to you from what was already yours. They were mata you, which was already mutter. The rabbis only permitted it because and a second thing that Rabbi Shimon said is that the rabbis only permitted in the Migdash things that were asa d'rabban and not isurim d'oraisa. We'll see in the end of the Gemara what these things are referring to. Amar Rav Tavi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Rav Tavi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Hamachnis Tmei Sheretz L'Migdash. If a person brings into the Beis HaMikdash a kli, which is a rishon l'tumah, became tummy because it touched a dead bug. Chayev, these chayev lashes. Sheretz atzmo pata, but if you bring the dead bug itself, you're pata. My time, Amar Kra. Mizocha v'ad nekeva t'shalechu. You have to send out males and females. Mishyesh l'tar b'mikvah. Human beings can become tahar. Yatza sheretz shein l'tar b'mikvah. But if a sheretz goes in, you don't get a lav, because it can't be purified. Lema m'sayale. Mizocha ad nekeva t'shalechu. Let us say the following brisa is a proof. It says in the Brisa, based on the pasuk Mizachar Nekevit Shaleichu Prat Lekli Cheres, comes to exclude an earthenware vessel. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili, my time, Allah Mishum, the less lay tar of mikveh, isn't because the Kli Cheres can't become tar. Lo, mi shenasa avatum, it's a Kli Cheres she'in nasa avatum. Kli Cheres can never become an avatuma, and therefore, it's not a good. That's what the pasuk is coming to exclude, not because it does not have tar on the mikveh. So maybe a dead bug, you would still get lashes for. Against what we said earlier. Lema Katanoi, let us see this din. If this din that Shmuel said, if you bring the actual sheretz into the Migdash, your putter, maybe it's the subject of Machlokas Tanaim on our Mishnah. Sheretz in him, so the Migdash, if you find dead bug in the base of Migdash, Kohen Motziya Behem Yano, the Kohen should take it out with his beged, with his shirt. Shalish is the tumah, not to leave the tumah there for 1 second. Divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Huda Omer, but Seva Shalitz. No, wait a while till you find Pshuti Kliyetz. Motzio. Shalol Rabbis is a tumah, so because you don't want to get the tumah onto the big day kahuna. My lab bakamifgi. So it seems like this is what they're arguing about. Demand Omer, Shalolishos, get it out of there right away, because Savi Machna Shevzim Glishchayev against Shmuel. He holds that you're not allowed to bring a dead bug into the basement. So if there is one in there, you got to get out there right away, even if you can make the garment tumah. Umandama Shalola Rabos, the one who says wait till you find a wooden thing, because hover, Hamachnas Sheretz Lamigdosh, putter. He holds that if you bring a sheretz to the basement, it's your putter, so it's not such a big deal to leave it there for a few minutes. Says the Gemara Lo, that's not what they're arguing about. The Kuliyama Chayev, everyone agrees against Shmuel that if you bring a dead bug in your chayv, here's this is their argument. One says, it's better. It's better to leave it in there rather than make your garment tummy. The other one says, no, it's better to get the garment tummy and don't leave it in there. Elokani Tanai, let us say Shmuel's going like the following Tanaim. This not Meheichan Motzien Oso. Where do you take the dead bug out of? So one opinion said you take it out from Bein Ulam Lemizbeach and inward. And the other opinion says, no, the whole Azara. My love, Bakamivki, what are they arguing about? Demando Amar Azara Lo. That you're not allowed to take the dead bug out of there because Avraham Achashev is a Mikdash Pater, he holds. The reason why you don't have to get it out of there so fast is because there's no Isser. You don't have to get it out of everywhere. Umanda Mikulas are the ones that you got to get it out of everywhere because Avraham Chayev holds that if you bring a Sheretz in your Chayev. Says Gemara, no, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no. Maybe they both agree that it might against Shmuel that if you bring a dead bug in there, you're Chayev. Against Shmuel. But they are arguing about how serious an Isser is it if it was already in there. And therefore, would we permit the Isser Muktzah for this or not? Ushneim Mikra Echa Darshu. They both learned their laws out from the same Pasuk. Vayavo Akonim Lepnima Beis Hashem Latayer. So this was in the times of, this was a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that the Chizkiyahu appointed people to clean the Beis HaMikdash out of the Avodah Zarah that his father Achaz had put there. Vayavo HaKohanim lepnima Beis Hashem letayer. The Kohen came in there to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Vayotzi was called Hatuma. They took out all the Avodah Zarah stuff. Asher Matsu Beheichal Hashem lechatzar Beis Hashem. Vayikablu alavim. And in the Azara, they transferred it over to the Levim, Lahotzi Lenachal Kidron Chutzah. The Kohanim didn't bother to take it themselves. They wasted a little bit of time. And they transferred it over to the Levim. Says the Gemara, so what are they arguing? Mar Savar, Reb Shimon Anas holds Midishtani Bazar Belevim. From the fact that they transferred it over in the Azara, from the Kohanim to the Levim, Tuma Bazara Leka. So it's not such a problem to have Tuma in the Azara. You don't have to get rid of it from the Azara. So you could take your time and give it over to the Levim. And therefore, the taking the Sheretz out is not Docha the Isser Mukta. Omar Sav Rabbi Kiva holds, no, there's no difference between the Heichel and the Azara. You got to get rid of it right away. You even have to violate the Isser Mukta for this purpose. So why didn't the Kohanim just keep walking straight out? Ad Heichel de lo Efsher b'Levim afke Kohanim. Since the Levim couldn't go all the way inside, so that's why the Kohanim had to take it out. But Hasha Defsher b'Levim, Sulo Matame Kohanim. Now that it's possible for the Levim to take it, so we don't want the Kohanim to have to be connected to Tumah for any longer than they had to, so they had to give it over. Even though it caused the bugs to stay in the Azara a little bit extra, a little bit longer. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The question now is, who is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, even deep into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Heichal, to the Ulam, to do Shiputzim, to fix it up? Who's allowed to go into there to fix it up? Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Nechnasin BeHeichal. Everyone is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, Livnos, L'sakein, Ulahotzi Es HaTumah, to build it. Meaning if the building is in need of repairs, so anyone could be a repairman, even a Yisrael, to fix it and to remove the tumah from there. However, umitzah b'kohanim, the first dibs to these jobs go to the kohanim. Im ein shem kohanim, if you don't have kohanim, the Brisa says, nichnasim levim, then the Levim go in. Ein shem Levim nechnasim Yisrael. If you don't have Levim, then Yisrael go in. Ve'idi vidi tohorim in tamei lo. And only the tohorim can go in first, but the tameim can't go in. If they can't find any tohorim, then they go in, then they send the tameim in. Now, it sounds like if you have a choice between a Yisrael who's tar or a Kohen who's tamei, you're going to let the Yisrael go in first. That's the simple pshat of the brisa. However, Rav Kahana had a different brisa that argued. Amar Avuna, Rav Kahana, who himself was a Kohen, Messiah Kahani, he had a brisa that defended the honor of the Kohanim and said, no, the Kohen who's tamei goes out before Yisrael who's tar. Tani Rav Kahana, Mitok Shenemar, Achla Parokas Lo Yavo, Baal Mum can't go inside, Yochel, Lo Yukon Baal Mum Nechlasin, Bein Olam Mizbeach, Lasos Rikui Pachem. You would think that the Kohanim Baal Mum can't walk in, Bein Olam Mizbeach, even to fix the gold inside the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Lomar, Ach, Chalak. No, usually you can't go in, but to fix, they can. Mitzvah B'Tmimim. The best way is a Kohen who is not a Baal Mum. Ein Shem Tmimim. If they don't have people not Baal Mum, Nechlasin Baal Mum, then you can send to the Baal Mum. Mitzvah B'Tahorin, Ein Shem Tor, Nechlasin Tmimim. Best to have a Kohen who's tar. If you don't have a Kohen who's tar, then a Kohen Tamar goes in. Idiv the Kohanim Yisraelim lo. However, the Kohanim who are Baal Mum and Tameim go in before Yisraelim who are Tahorim. Ibailu, Tamei o Baal Mum, Ezim and Nichnas. If you have a choice between a Kohen who's Tamei Kohen Baal Mum or a Kohen who's a Baal Mum, who goes first? Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav Tamei Nichnas. That the Tamei would go in first before the Baal Mum. Da Ishtri Bavodas Tzibur. A Tamei is allowed to do Avoda when Tumas Hodra B'Tzibur, if everybody's Tamei, so the Tamei can do Avoda. Rav Lozor and Baal Mum Nichnas, he says, no, it's better to send in the Baal Mum, the Ishtri Bechilas Kachim, because a Baal Mum is allowed to eat Karbanos, even though he's not allowed to do Avoda ever, but he is allowed to eat Karbanos. So the question is, which one is more prominent? Which one is allowed to go in first? So the Gemara has a dispute about that. Now we get to the very last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Bechule, what was the first thing he said? That when they were matu this for you, they were making mutter something that was already mutter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Hechakai, what's he talking about? Hasam Kai, says the Gemara, he's making a statement on something that he said 50 blot ago. Mi shehich sheh chutz l'tchum. A guy was getting dark Erev Shabbos, and he stopped one amma outside of the 2,000 ammas of the tchum. Afil amma achas lo yikonis. He's not allowed to go into the city. He's got to stay one amma outside. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, afil chamesh esrei amma. Yikonis. Even if he's 15 amos outside of the boundary, he's allowed to go into the boundary, walk 2,000 amos, and go into the city. Because people, when they were measuring the tchum, they measured it, they put the boundary, the 2,000 amos boundary, at 1,985. They left an extra 15 amos because people shouldn't make a mistake. Because of those people who would think they made a mistake, so they would make it 15 amos in. So that's what Rabbi Shimon meant. Rabbi Shimon comes up, Dekamar Tanakama lo yikanes. Tanakama says he's not going. I'm like, Rabbi Shimon, yikanes, you're allowed to go in. And here Rabbi Shimon's explaining, you know why I think you're allowed to go in? Because the boundary was 15 amos too close. So you always have an extra 15 amos to play with. So as long as you're within the extra 15 amos, you are allowed to go into the city. And what's the very last line in the Sechta? Shelo itiulach ele mishum shvus. That the rabbis only permitted things in the Beis HaMikdash that are Yisurim Derabanan. Hey, Chachai, what's that going on? Awesome, Kai. That's going on 2 blot ago. Takama Tanakama, Koshra. Tanakama said if one of the Levim's musical instruments ripped, the string ripped in the middle, you're allowed to tie it with a knot, which is an Issa D'oraisa. You're allowed to do it for the sake of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Like, Rabbi Shimon, Onava. Rabbi Shimon says you're only allowed to make a bow, an Issa D'rabanan, but not an Issa D'oraisa. Why? Aniva D'loas De'chiv Chatas, a bow, which people could never outside the Beis HaMikdash come to violate Nisra D'oraisa because the bow is only Nisra Rabbanon, Sharolei Rabbanon. So the rabbis permitted that in the Beis HaMikdash. Kshira das lechiv chatas, however, tying a real knot, which is an Nisra D'oraisa inside the Beis HaMikdash, so we won't permit an Nisra D'oraisa in the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're allowed to shech the Korban Tamid, but in this case we wouldn't allow you to fix the musical instrument with a real knot, because it's kshira das lechiv chatas. If people see you doing that in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to come to do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to violate the D'oraisa, lo shari l'rabbanan. The rabbis did not permit it, even inside the Beis HaMikdash. Hadron l'chamotzi tefillin. U'slikol ha'mesechus erev. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. I'm going to ask you to text into the chat if you are somebody who finished Mesechus Erevin mostly with my shir, so we can publicize it. Thank you so much for joining. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, We will have a review shiur on Erevin, 8 to 9, 30 seconds on each daf, 1 hour on each daf. And then Monday morning, 7:05, bright and early, we will start Maseches Pesachim. Let's finish Shas together. I urge everyone to stick with us and join us. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. A good vach. Good evening.